Thanks to Harvey Norman, your local Launceston superstore. It's Fairsy for your afternoon.
The Big Bash. It is almost upon us. Thursday night, the Hobart Hurricanes take on the Sydney Sixers, the champs, in the first game of the new BBL season. Cannot wait for this. And it's wonderful we've been joined by Nathan Ellis, who is one of the star Hurricanes players. And we look forward to seeing him in action throughout the tournament. He's been kind enough to take my call. Nathan, how you doing, matey?
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, thanks for having me.
I appreciate your time. How has it been for you? I mean, COVID's been a tough year for everyone, but what about for yourself as a you know, an elite cricketer, and knowing that this is just around the corner? You must be champing at the bit, mate.
Yeah, it's sort of been a bit of a strange one for me, as it has for everyone, I'd say. My partner's actually, she lives in England, so I managed to get over to England for 4 days. I was supposed to go for 7 weeks, and I got there for 4 days and had to turn around and come home due to COVID as it all started to hit. So had to quarantine for a month, 2 weeks in Sydney, 2 weeks in Tassie. So, yeah, sort of being able to get back out to play some cricket, as you said, champing at the bit.
Matey, it must have been so tough isolating at home. I gather you caught up on a lot of movies and things like that, did you?
Yeah, 100%. I got sort of pretty good at the Call of Duty on the PlayStation and sort of ran Netflix dry, sort of ran out of things to watch. So, yeah, certainly got good at spending time on my own.
Yeah. And hopefully you can get back soon.
Yeah. So I think she's going to try and come over, you know, once sort of the borders and that start opening up. But
yeah, great.
Yeah, who knows what's going on there. But yeah, it's great to finally get some cricket up and running.
Yeah, for sure. Now let's talk about the Big Bash now. Looking at it on paper, I reckon this is probably one of the closest seasons going to be, because every team, I think, is so close.
Absolutely. Sort of the addition of the third overseas player too, it's sort of made sort of that extra spot that might have been given to a fringe player or someone a bit more inexperienced, is sort of now that experienced overseas player making each team a little bit stronger. So as you said, it sort of brings everyone into the contest, and it's going to be more of execution and who's better on the night, as opposed to, you know, hot favourites or anything like that, I think.
Nathan, is there anything in the fact that, like, yeah, I mean, as we know, it's a Tassie hub Blunston Arena, and also University of Tasmania Stadium for the first part of the tournament. Is there any advantage in that for you guys, or is it because of T20 and it's just luck of the draw?
Well, I'd say the T20, the game, is the nature of the beast. It's sort of, as I said before, it's sort of how you execute on the night, and it's sort of a game of luck as well as skill. But I think being able to go into the hotel hub a few days later than, you know, the other sides, I think that'll hold us in good stead come later in the tournament. You know, staying in hotels can take it out of you a little bit. So I guess those teams have had to come down a week or so early and get into the hotel hub, whereas we've been able to stay at home and train as per normal up until tomorrow, when we sort of get into the hub and get into the bubble, as it were, and sort of start living out of the hotel. So I reckon hopefully that's something that we might be able to use to our advantage later in the season.
Yeah, fingers crossed. And you saw the boys have a hit out today, a final hit out, I guess, before Thursday night. How do they look?
Yeah, really good. It was a windy and wild day out at Kingston today. We fielded a team with a few guys who had just arrived. A few of our overseas had just got in out of quarantine, so dust the cobwebs off for a few of them. It was a close game, actually. It came down to the final ball, and the Sixers got us, unfortunately. But it was, a good day, and as I said, good to get the cobwebs out for a few of the guys come before Thursday night comes around.
Now, you got a nickname. Tell us, how did you get the nickname Nelly?
It was kind of a weird one. I never had anyone call me Nelly before. It was sort of, as I started coming down, when I came down here, it was Nellis and turned into Nell and then Nelly and then even get Ellie. It's a strange one for mine, but it sort of stuck, and I think it just rolls off the tongue, really.
No, it's good. And tell me about your love of barbecue shapes, apparently, and you hold a bit of a record there, do you? I mean, is that between friends, the record, or what?
Well, it was actually the one-day tournament last year. James Faulkner's got an obsession with shapes himself, and yeah, there was sort of a challenge going around with 10 shapes in a minute, and I've got quite a big gob and quite big chompers, so I used it to my advantage, and I was able to break his record and do it in about 45 seconds. But it's actually harder than it sounds. It's sort of real dry, like I've eaten wheat bix, really. But yeah, no. So,
how did you do this? So the setup for the record, how did you do it? Was it one at a time, or you put like bang, 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 just keep chucking in there?
I think I went five first up, and then I did like a three and then a two. I think you got to get the bulk of it out of the way early.
Oh, that's fair. That is great. That's something you don't hear about every day, mate, that's for sure. But no, look, best of luck on Thursday night against the Sixers, and of course, we cannot wait till we see you here next Tuesday night as well under lights at University of Tasmania Stadium. It's going to be great, but and it must be a great thrill to play in front of your Tassie fans too, of whatever capacity it is. I think it's 50% or something, or 25% or something. But at least you're going to have some noise there, matey.
Absolutely. It's going to be great to get back out there in front of the Tassie fans. So, yeah, really looking forward to Thursday night, and really looking forward to getting up north and, you know, playing at UTAS Stadium in front of all the Lonnie fans.
No, we cannot wait. Nathan Ellis from the Hobart Hurricanes, thank you so much for your time, mate. Appreciate it, and have a great season.
Cheers. Thanks very much.
Thanks to Harvey Norman, your local Launceston superstore. It's Fairsy for your afternoon.